Hi, my name is Matt Plourde and I'll be your host for this podcast. This interview with Mr. Carl Schmidt focuses on the use of a wiki in his course. Okay, Carl, could you introduce yourself and name the course in which you have been using a wiki?
So I'm Carl Schmidt. I'm in the Department of Animal and Food Sciences. And the course that I use wikis or a wiki in is bioinformatics, which, for those of you not familiar with the term, is basically computer applications to the biological sciences.
What learning goals prompted you to use a wiki in your course?
The major goal, frankly, was I wanted students to actually learn how to use the wiki, in large part because bioinformatics is very much a team effort. You draw together a variety of backgrounds and expertise when you're actually doing bioinformatics professionally. You have computer scientists, you have life scientists, you may have mathematicians, etc. And many times, these individuals are not at a single institution, but dispersed across the country and the world. And I think in the future, certainly the next generation of scientists is going to need to be able to use these kinds of tools, wikis, to collaborate. And I felt that that was a valid and perhaps valuable learning goal for the course.
Is your wiki public or private?
Actually, the wiki itself, I'm using MediaWiki, and that is, it's currently public. We haven't had any troubles with that. The students are aware that it's public. They don't seem to care. And for my purposes, the only thing that actually I render non-public are my responses to students, in other words, the grades, and some of the take-home exams that I've given. Of course, I limit access to just the student and myself. But their answers to assignment problems are completely public, and they've also done work annotating various chicken genes, it turns out, because that was just a goal that we established at the start of the course, and those are, of course, public. Actually, at this point, for the pages that are open, anybody, in theory, could edit. Although I must say that I check the edits pretty much nightly, and basically it also means that for an outsider to edit, they'd have to discover it. And at this point, we haven't had anybody outside the course edit. Or, of course, even vandalize. But perhaps we've been lucky in that aspect, and in the future, I hope to bring on a few more additional security measures.
Did you grade your students on what they did in the wiki?
Yes, in the sense that I did have them put both their weekly assignments and take-home exam on the web. So, of course, I grade it there, so to speak. I really liked that format, because it was easy for me to monitor. It was easy for me to respond to questions if they had questions about assignments, ahead of their due date. And it's very easy for me to, provide feedback, and grades, in this fashion. Over the course of the semester, there were 7 individual assignments where the students were using various bioinformatic tools. And there were also 2 team projects where they were doing a broader thing, annotating genes, or in fact doing a population survey of termite populations in Delaware as part of the course.
Can you explain how the wiki in your course can be useful for your research activities?
My research, in part, focuses on developing bioinformatic tools and also annotating gene products, particularly in the chicken. That's the organism I work on. And one of the things that I admit that the course was useful for me was to have the students do the team projects and see how they would get the background to annotate individual genes, see how they would generate the wiki pages that would present the annotation to a user, And in point of fact, I certainly plan on using some of their efforts in developing our own projects where we are going to be annotating, professionally annotating, a series of chicken gene products. And this information will be available to users worldwide. So in that context, it was really quite valuable. It really helped me learn how to present the information, certainly, because I was able to see a variety of different presentations and settle on things that seemed to work and not work. So in that context, it was very useful to me as a research tool.
How much total time did you spend showing students how to use the wiki or troubleshooting problems?
The amount of time was actually surprisingly minimal. I think that in the class we spent about 20 minutes introducing the concept of a wiki. I think our students, you know, are very familiar, easy to work. They find it very easy to work in a web environment. So basic introduction to how to get information there, how to edit a wiki. You know, I think I devoted 20 minutes, half an hour. And I took another 10 minutes to explain to them how to upload images to the server. And that's the only place where some students had problems, but typically that was a problem, for example, for getting their password, since you have to have a password to upload stuff to the actual server. So in point of fact, I found the background training minimal, and it went very fast.
Will you continue to use wikis in this class or others?
I'm certainly planning on continuing using Wiki in Bioinformatics, which is a graduate level and or senior undergraduate level. And one of the things that I used the wiki for in this course that certainly will be an application for the other course I teach, which is a junior level course, Genetics. I use the wiki for the textbook readings in terms of providing guiding questions for the students for what they should think about when they're reading the assignments that we had in the course. And I'm probably going to see how that works out in Genetics, which I'm hoping will help provide students with sort of my frame of mind, what I'm thinking about, what I believe they should get out of their readings, and see how that works out at a very straightforward level in the undergraduate class.
Do you plan on reusing some of the content that has been developed in your wiki?
Actually, one of the things I plan on doing is, of course, getting permission from the students. But what I'd really like to do is save some of the content where I feel they're good examples of how students answer questions, deal with problems, formulate their knowledge, their concepts, so that next year students can see some good examples. So in that context, I definitely want to reuse some of their material. There's a little more to it than best practices. For bioinformatics, again, a graduate level course, one of the things that I feel the students need to work on and that I try to help them develop are actual thinking skills, how to relate their knowledge in biology, for example, to their knowledge in chemistry, thermodynamics, things like that. And sometimes, frankly, they learn better from seeing how another student formulated their understanding. It's not so much the content of the previous students, what they wrote, but rather how they thought. That's what I'm hoping to, frankly, reuse.
Did you notice some kind of pride of ownership in your wiki?
that's an amusing thought. And I think there was some of that on the part of many of the students. I think that, no, I don't think. It's my observation that they write better. They pay a little more attention to what they're writing. There was less of this sort of stream of consciousness that you get when they're not, when they're just turning in a document to me. Perhaps it's because they realize that anybody could read it. But frankly, and I think that's sort of the pride of ownership that we're seeing.
Is there anything you would do differently in using a wiki again?
Actually, at this point, I certainly plan on using much of what I developed this year in terms of how they use the wiki. I introduced the wiki in the very first lab section, which was the second week, and certainly plan on doing that again. And the, I guess the only thing that I will do differently, now that I think I have a good basics for using it, are some of the security things that can be brought on online, particularly if students, in the future, are uncomfortable with the idea of it being completely public. I did ask the students, nobody seemed to care, but that might be a concern further down the line. My only reservation in some respects is as you layer security, you also lose some of the freedom of the wiki.
So, Carl, in conclusion, what would be your advice to faculty members who would think about using a wiki in their own course for the first time?
Obviously, jump in ahead of time. Get a hold of the wiki format, the wiki software. Familiarize yourself with it. And point of fact, I believe it's very straightforward. The use, how you edit the wiki, how you upload information, how you upload pictures. You can make it as complicated as you like. It's possible to put tables in, etc., although that requires a little more effort to do. And I think that if you introduce it early and to the students, those students that have never used them before, and certainly none of the students in my class have used wikis before, really adapt very quickly to it. I'm certainly planning on sticking with it and hope to expand its use in courses.
This has been an IT User Services production, copyright 2007 by the University of Delaware.